The International Monetary Fund, IMF's Regional Director, Jihad Azhar, is visiting Pakistan this week in the middle of negotiations for approval of the new budget, as both sides are taking time to converge on key issues of increasing taxes and rationalizing expenses. Government sources told the Express Tribune that Jihad Azhar, the IMF's director for the Middle East and Central Asia, would also meet Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif during his visit this week. Azhar will also hold discussions with Finance Minister Mohammad Aurangzeb. The regional director is visiting Pakistan 10 days after the approval of the second loan tranche of the $7 billion program, despite opposition from India. Azhar's visit is a testimony to smooth relations between the lender and the borrower, despite New Delhi's negative campaign. Both the Ministry of Finance and the IMF resident representative remain tight-lipped about the purpose of the visit at a time when the IMF staff is already in Pakistan to reach an agreement on the new budget for fiscal year 2025-26. One senior government functionary said the government would take up some outstanding budget-related issues with the IMF director, particularly regarding major spending items. The IMF has imposed a new condition on Pakistan that the government must secure parliamentary approval of the new budget in line with the IMF staff agreement to meet program targets. This leaves little space for the government to implement its own agenda, although Prime Minister Sharif wants to provide relief to the salaried class. The sources said the tax target, defense spending, and some grant-related issues were being discussed. The federal government has decided to allocate nearly 2.504 trillion rupees for defense spending in the next fiscal year, which is 18% higher than this year's allocation. However, the IMF staff-level report released on Saturday showed defense spending at 2.414 trillion rupees, an increase of 12%. Some grants and subsidy allocations have also not yet been finalized. The Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, on Monday presented the taxation proposals for the next fiscal year to the Prime Minister. The PM was also briefed that the fibers tax target may be around 14.07 trillion rupees, which is roughly 240 billion rupees less than the earlier mutually agreed target between the IMF and the government for fiscal year 2025-26, they added. However, there is a possibility that the government may substantially increase petroleum levy rates in the Finance Bill 2025. The IMF has projected petroleum levy collection at over 1.3 trillion rupees for the next fiscal year, which could become the single largest non-tax revenue source if the government starts charging 100 rupees per litre levy on petrol and diesel. The current rate is 78 rupees per litre.